Hello, everyone. Welcome or welcome back to In Bloom Podcast. My name is Abby and I'm the host of this podcast. And this week, this is going to be a little bit different of an episode because I'm kind of going through it when it comes to the podcast right now. So I kind of just wanted to sit down and have a heart to heart with you all and kind of literally just say what's been on my mind the last, gosh, I mean, honestly, it's been more prevalent in my mind the last several weeks, but it's something that's been in my head for a few months. And I don't really know where this is going to go and what I'm doing, but I just figured the best thing for me to do was to sit down and just be honest and talk to you all about it. And I've really just not been feeling very inspired with the podcast or motivated since around November, really, I guess, late October, early November. And thankfully, I had a lot of content to kind of bank on. So you all probably couldn't tell just because I did have episodes still coming out every week because I had wedding related things to talk about. I had, you know, all of the New Year content that I always do, the holiday content I always do. And I've just kind of had episodes loosely planned out for the most part. So that's saved me the last few months where I've been in this kind of funk with the podcast. But I am now at a place where I do not have anything left in terms of I just didn't have anything left to say. And I have had 2.5 weeks to think about what I'm going to say for this week's episode and what I wanted this week's episode to be on. And I was thinking in the last 2.5 weeks, I could sit down and think of something to talk about, but I really couldn't think of anything that I haven't already talked about. And I didn't want to just force myself to talk about something for the sake of saying, oh, yeah, I uploaded this week, and it be redundant or it just be, you know, an echo chamber of everything else you hear on social media. And I want to be providing value at the end of the day, and I just didn't really feel like I was in a place where what I could share would be providing any value at all. And I've just been able to push through the last, you know, few months of feeling in a funk because of the things that I kind of had not pre-planned necessarily, but I kind of just had dumped a bunch of topics down as they would come to mind. And that's what I normally do. And I just really haven't had anything come to mind in the last month outside of what I had already had planned. And ultimately, you know, I started this podcast, gosh, back in fall of 2019. I was a senior in college and I decided I was starting this podcast in probably late spring or early summer of 2019. So my junior year going in the senior year. And I had decided I wanted to start the podcast during a time in my life where I was definitely struggling, and it was actually the one time in my life that I have been able to give YouTube really like my 100%, just because, which it was literally 3 months, so I don't even like to say it was a time in my life because it was very short-lived. But it was the summer that I decided I'm not gonna, you know, go for an internship because I did one last summer. I'm gonna have one next summer, so let's just take this summer to do YouTube and not work after working since I was 15 every summer and everything. I was like, let me just not work this summer and just, well, I was working on YouTube, but, you know, do something for myself, work for myself. So I was at a point where all I was doing was YouTube and I hated it. Like I didn't like it being my livelihood. And when I thought about starting a podcast, like this was the time when podcasts were really, you know, kind of starting to come out a lot more frequently. I feel like I was a little bit ahead of the curve with people starting podcasts in terms of like influencer podcasts, I guess you could say. And I don't want to say ahead of the curve, but I would just say I was kind of one of, in that first wave, I guess you could say, not ahead of the curve. And I thought at the time, I was like, this is great because I'm in such a rut with YouTube with doing this full time because I don't like it being my livelihood. So having something else to kind of plan for and brainstorm for was a nice creative outlet for me because my creative outlet, which was always YouTube, was no longer my creative outlet that summer because it became my job and my livelihood. So then I was, you know, anxiously searching for a new creative outlet since mine was upgraded to my livelihood. and or downgraded, upgraded, however you want to view it. So I was like, okay, what about starting a podcast? I have time to do that. It's not, you know, a huge commitment. I think it could be really great because it would be awesome for me to be able to have the conversations that I always wanted to have on YouTube that I never really went into full detail with because YouTube is, you know, visual content. It's not something I'm going to sit and talk for an hour every week in a vlog on. And I was like, this is just the perfect thing for me to do so I can have those conversations with my community in more depth and in more detail on a dedicated platform and just be more unfiltered and get a little bit more personal just because of the nature of recording on a microphone versus recording in front of a camera. And I have fallen in love with it and the community that we have. And I've said at times that I could never even fathom a time where I'm not podcasting anymore. But it's lately, in the last several months, I've kind of been wondering if this is something that was really just great for me for a season of my life, rather than something that needs to be a part of me in all seasons of life. And I'm trying to discern whether my thoughts of kind of putting a pause on the podcast altogether or stopping it altogether stem from a true desire to stop and to do that, or if it's self-doubt telling me that I can't take up space in this way anymore because it's an area that's already so saturated and the numbers sort of show that I should maybe focus my efforts elsewhere. And not that it's all about the numbers, but it is telling, I guess you could say. And what I mean by that is I've had this podcast, like I said, since, you know, for 4.5 years now at this point. And honestly, it's grown when you look at annually the amount of listens I have, obviously, because if I'm uploading more podcast episodes, obviously the number of total streams I have is going to increase, right? But in terms of my like actual consistent audience size coming back to listen, it's just kind of always been pretty level. And then I'd say in the last like 8 months, it's kind of gone down a little bit. And it's not all about the numbers, like I said, but there is like, it's just weird to me that I've been doing it for as long as I have. And it's been like the same size community the whole time. Like, and it hasn't really grown in that regard in terms of the number of people who are coming back each week to listen. And it's like my episodes do end up gaining more than the weekly like community sides that listen. And that is great and everything. I love to see which episodes do really well and which ones maybe don't do as well. Because I do have some episodes that have done really great, you know, have like 15,000 streams or listens, whatever the freaking statistic is. I don't even know because I'm not even that deep into the analytics and that side of podcasting, as you all know. I have had like one external sponsor that wasn't through, you know, like the podcasting platform that I use, the Spotify for Podcasters platform. Not that that matters or means anything, but I have just poured so much of myself into the podcast and it's been just kind of the same performance, I guess you could say, and getting worse, which doesn't feel good. And it's not me complaining because I literally don't even care. If I would still have been doing this over the last several years if it was only 500 people listening. And just being completely transparent, my like average audience size that comes back week after week, it was usually like in between 5,000 to 7,000 people, which is a lot of people, but it's kind of dwindled down to like the 3 to 5 range. And that's totally fine. But I get in my head and I feel as though the 3,000 to 5,000 of you all that listen weekly are people who consume all of my content, who watch my YouTube videos, who follow me on social media. There may be a small percentage of you that only listen to the podcast because, let's be honest, podcasts are a very convenient form of content to consume because you don't have to watch anything. You can listen to it in the car and it doesn't require a commitment of you sitting down and, you know, being present or whatever. And they're just, you know, easy to listen to. So I get in my head and I tell myself, okay, if pretty much the community that's sitting here coming back week after week are the same people who are watching my YouTube videos, and like what extra value am I really providing at the end of the day through the podcast, if that's how it is. And I don't really know if that's the case, but I'm just assuming it's the case just because I do feel like the podcast is a really tight-knit community. And just from DMing with you all on social media and everything and talking to you all in my YouTube comments, I feel like for the most part that most of the listeners are people in the community who are part of my broader community with YouTube and social media and everything. And ever since I quit my job, really, I have just been stressed about there being true differentiation between my YouTube videos and the podcast now that I've quit my full-time job and I'm uploading more on YouTube, which, because that obviously requires more content. So what ends up happening is I usually end up talking about things that end up being talked about in the podcast on YouTube, or maybe it's just because I've been doing this podcast for 4.5 years, which is a long time to, you know, be uploading every single week. And every year that I've been doing this, I've only taken 2 weekly uploads off max a year. And I've always managed to plan new content and always tried to provide value, whether it be fun, lighthearted bucket list episodes or more how-to and motivational content. And I just have found myself stressing over what's the differentiating factor, I guess, now between the podcast and between my YouTube channel. And it's hard because YouTube is like where my heart and my soul is, because that's just like what I started on. And being completely transparent, starting a podcast at the time when I started it, it just seemed like the next step and the right thing and the thing I was kind of supposed to do when it came to being a content creator. Like, it just felt like that was the next thing I needed to do because that was the next hot form of content, kind of like how now it's gone from podcast to video podcast. And I'm like, okay, is that not just having a YouTube channel? I'm so confused. Like, why are we doing that? Like, I understand why people like video podcasts, but I'm like, okay, we went from being like, yes, podcasts are everything, go podcast, go, to, okay, let's do video podcasts now. And I'm like, that's basically a long form YouTube content, YouTube video. So I feel like I kind of started it for that reason, but that wasn't the only reason, you know what I mean? Like, that was a motivating factor. But underneath all of that, I truly did feel as though having a podcast made more sense, because at that time in my life and through my first several years of post-grad that you all have been with me on the podcast, it was a time where I had so much to talk about because I was going through so much change and learning so many things as a late college student. I was able to share so much I had learned in college and share so many things and really get to the point where I was going through all this change, and it was, I just always had something to say and talk about because so much was changing all the time. And I was learning so much with being a freshly post-grad adult and starting my first corporate job and everything. And I don't know what my career looks like right now. I do know that I don't feel as though I can do content creating full time for my lifetime. If I'm doing content creating, I prefer it to be a side hustle / creative outlet and it not be my full focus, just because it's, when it becomes your livelihood, it just totally takes up energy and it takes up space in your head and in your emotions in a completely different manner than it does when it's a creative outlet. And it is just completely different. And I really am trying to be super patient with myself and give myself a lot of time to really give my all to content creating. And it's literally only been, you know, 2.5 months at this point. But I can already kind of feel that itch in me that I need to be doing something else. And in a perfect world, I would have some other form of being self-employed, and this would be what I did on the side. But ultimately, with where I'm at right now, with only doing YouTube full-time and social media and podcasting, I just don't feel as though I have anything to contribute in the podcast space. And I am really struggling with that, and it makes me feel really stuck. When I was working my corporate job, I kind of had the podcast as an escape in a way, and I always had something to talk about almost because I'm, you know, constantly learning things in my corporate job, constantly learning ways to improve my life and live my life outside of my 9-to-5, and I could share so much of that with you all. But now that my life and my day-to-day looks a lot different, and it's all about creating content. Creating content about creating content, that just doesn't necessarily work when that's not what this podcast is really about. And everything that I would have to share on the podcast, I feel as though I'm able to share it in a more concise manner on YouTube. So I'm really struggling with that. And kind of what made all of this sort of come to fruition in my head in terms of struggling with all of this, I am kind of at a point in therapy where I'm kind of done with therapy for now. I'm not done. I know that I still have things I need to work on, things I could work on, but because I'm done with my full-time job, which is how I had the benefits that I got, or the benefits that I had, I was able to access therapy through that. And I have been going, you know, since I think I signed up for therapy in like January of, or February of 2022. I can't totally remember. And going almost monthly. There's definitely been some times where it's been like 2 months and everything, where it would be between appointments and everything. But ultimately, I had a therapy appointment recently. Wasn't this past week, but the week before. And I was talking to my therapist because we were like, okay, well, where do we go from here? Because basically, through my corporate job, I was still able to access therapy for 3 months following the end of my corporate job. So I think I could probably have one more appointment if I wanted to. I haven't fully looked into it, but I had told my therapist, I was like, look, I am not going to, you know, pay for this out of pocket at this point unless I like really, really like just need to meet and need to do that. But I feel as though all the work we've done since I started in 2022 has sort of built me a toolbox in a way to use when I struggle with things, because I tend to kind of run into the same struggles. And part of therapy is just learning how to face the same struggles in a better manner emotionally and mentally and everything, and how to, you know, perceive things differently and to, you know, prioritize yourself and feel your feelings and everything. And, you know, that's a whole other conversation. But I really was just telling my therapist, I feel as though I've gotten to a point now where it's not like there's not really much more I at right now that we could productively, any conversations we could productively have at this point. And maybe there are, and I'm just kind of closing myself off to them because I'm not ready yet, but that's okay. I don't want to force myself to dive into something that when the time doesn't feel right for it, you know what I mean? And I feel as though I have all the tools I need in my toolbox when it comes to therapy and everything. And I told her that I was like, you know, if a time does happen or something does happen where I do need to meet, I will reach out and we can figure something out with, you know, paying for it. Cause at the end of the day, I would rather, you know, spend that money taking care of myself than going out to eat or going out or something. You know what I mean? And I don't know. So ultimately, I just kind of got to the point where I was like, okay, I think this season of life, you know, I have built up my little toolkit and I think I can, you know, really like face this on my own for now until the time comes where I feel I need to go back. And I kind of feel as though wrapping up therapy made me reflect and realize that I have been chasing self-improvement and have like just been so bought into, and I don't want to say bought into because it's truly just been a big part of my life naturally, but I've just been so focused on self-improvement for so long, and this podcast is really like 90% self-improvement content. And I feel as though I'm in a season of life where I really just want to be an active participant in my own life rather than cycling through continuous improvement in some way, shape, or form. And what I mean by that is constantly trying to change something about myself, make something better, do better in some regard. Like, I just want to live and experience life rather than being so focused on the next thing. And I think that that's something I'm really not good at because I have a hard time just being still. I always feel I need to be chasing, you know, the next business idea or the next career step. And I feel as though I need to be figuring out everything now, now, now. And that's not the case. You know, I don't need to have everything figured out right now. And I don't need to be in a position where I'm, you know, improving myself for the better right now. Like, it's a continuous cycle that goes throughout the course of your entire life. And I'm sitting here acting like my self-improvement is something like that whole cycle that typically happens in a lifetime, I'm sitting here acting like I need to be achieving it in the next 5 years. And that's just not realistic and not true. And self-improvement is great when it's just for that season of life that you're using it in, but it becomes akin to hustle culture almost when it becomes your literal lifestyle and kind of the guidebook of which you live your life by. And I feel as though my content with the podcast and on YouTube and social media has inevitably led me to adopt self-improvement as a lifestyle rather than letting it just be, you know, a tool in my toolkit that I use when needed. I can't even recall the last time I wasn't trying to change or improve some part of myself or my life or achieve something. And I sat down yesterday and I was really just trying to reflect on that thought and think, you know, when was the last time I was just living and enjoying life and, you know, living in the fruits of my labor and like living and experiencing the moment and like being an active participant in my life rather than, okay, yeah, I'm checking the boxes of what I need to do day to day, but where's my head at? It's on the next thing. It's on the next thing I need to achieve. It's on bettering this part of myself. And I don't think that there's anything inherently wrong with that, with, you know, trying to constantly improve yourself and better yourself. But at the same time, you know, we're not machines. And continuous improvement is so Industrial Revolution core, you know? Like, I'm like, okay, let's reel it in. I'm a freaking human being. Let me just pause and remember to live my life, because 5 years ago, I was looking ahead to this moment right now, thinking how great it would be to, you know, have a job and feel more financially secure than I did in college and no longer have to be studying. But the moment got here, I'm living in it, and my head's 5 years down the road again. And the only way I feel as though I can keep myself, and not even keep myself, but just keep those thoughts at minimum and kind of just help myself be more present is to stop focusing, and not even stop focusing, just stop living by self-improvement. Like, self-improvement has, I hate saying this because I hate almost idolizing it in this way, but it's honestly just me admitting it to myself, which is something that I need to admit to myself. I've been idolizing self-improvement. Like, that's been my false god in a way, you know, like that has been what I've been living my life by. And it's, I'm at a point where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I can't have self-improvement be my false god and my Bible and like what I'm living my life by, because it's totally stealing the joy from the present day. And it's totally stealing my ability to truly experience life and all of its blessings. And I am robbing myself of so much joy and gratitude when that's how I'm living my life, when I'm so just, when self-improvement is just so ingrained in my blood to where it's, you know, the baseline of every decision I make and like what I'm deciding to do. And when I was really sitting down trying to think of the last time I would have been just like living my life, it's so sad, but it literally, it just dates back to like third grade for me. And I'm like, that's actually pathetic and really sad, because, you know, I started doing competitive gymnastics, I think I was in fourth grade, late third grade, I can't remember. And I did that until I was in seventh grade. And that was, that sport in and of itself is, you know, self-improvement. And it is continuous improvement. It is a, every sport's a mental sport, but, you know, it's a mental, a physical, a striving for perfection. I get in middle school and, you know, I quit gymnastics and I start kind of leaning on academic validation a lot. And that was something I kind of always inherently had in elementary school, but I didn't understand the concept really. And I don't even think I fully understood the concept when I was in middle school or high school either. But I was, you know, kind of still in the whole self-improvement game in regard to trying to just be the best student and just really receiving all of my validation from academics. And that was the name of the game when it came to self-improvement for me all of high school. And especially in late high school, the self-improvement was all about, you know, okay, I need to get the best test scores and be at the top of my class and all of these things so that I could get the full ride scholarship to an out-of-state school so I don't have to stay in this freaking town for college, which, not condemning that or anybody who does that, but I just felt personally I needed to get out, and I am so thankful I did, because I wouldn't have been able to experience the growth I experienced if I didn't get out. And I just knew that's what I needed for myself. And I then, you know, graduated high school, and, you know, it's been academic validation for years and years and years. And that's just been my self-improvement, was getting the perfect grade, being at the top of the class, like getting the best scholarships I can, like whatever the case may be. And then I get into college and the self-improvement totally like flips, and it's me realizing, okay, was I able to achieve being the top of my class in high school? Yes. Okay, but I'm in a class of thousands and thousands of students, and that's, you know, I just need to, you know, try and do my best, and I want to do my best academically, and I'm always going to study for that and everything. But I was in a completely new environment, and I had the opportunity to really find myself, because that was my first time truly having freedom in a way. So I get to college, and the self-improvement ends up being focused on truly just like finding myself and, you know, exploring the parts of myself that I really hadn't tapped into, and, you know, trying to improve certain habits and staying in shape and kind of healing some bad relationships I had with myself in regards to just my mentality with exercising and eating and studying and where my value truly was based in. And that was kind of the beginning of college for me. And then it sort of transitioned into, okay, you know, my continuous improvement and my self-improvement is now in the hands of getting the internship that will validate me and tell me that I'm doing the right thing, because other people really see the prestige in working for one of the big four companies. So doing everything I could and having all the positions on campus that I could to get me in a position to get that internship. And then it became about getting the postgrad job, and then it became about getting my CPA license, and then it became about being the best, like a high performing and the best worker I could be in my postgrad job. And then now here I am, and I am trying to really slow down a lot. And I think that kind of stripping that, all that from me, like I don't really have a feedback system because I'm working for myself right now. And, you know, I've always had feedback in the form of grades, or I've had feedback in the form of performance reviews. And now I'm in a position where I don't have feedback, and I'm kind of like, okay, this seems a little dangerous, because I feel like feedback is a good thing. It's a positive thing. I'm able to, you know, improve myself when I have feedback and change things that aren't working, and, you know, have somebody else help me identify the ways that I can improve. And now that I'm in that position where I don't have feedback, it really made me stop and realize, okay, maybe this is a good thing. And you can just, you know, because I've developed so many habits that I do have that work for me that are really great habits, and they allow me and enable me to maintain a really, you know, structured routine week to week, with staying consistent with uploading on YouTube and podcast episodes, and staying consistent with showing up for myself and my health when it comes to working out. And I have those systems in place, and I'm not sitting here saying that I'm perfect and that I don't need to be improving anymore. That's not what I'm saying when I say that I'm kind of at a point where I'm like, okay, self-improvement, I need to put on the back burner a little bit, because obviously there are always going to be ways that I can improve. And the same is true of you, and the same is true of everybody on this earth, because none of us are perfect and ever will achieve perfection. But I've been living my life chasing after that subconsciously, because self-improvement's been my baseline, and I have never really set a cap or a boundary on it. So based on my season of life, I've just kind of translated the self-improvement from one thing to the next, and never really being satisfied with where I'm at. And that's kind of what I'm getting at, is that I'm really trying to just be satisfied with where I'm at and kind of limit my self-improvement to the goals that I've set for the year and for the habits that I like to maintain and track. Like, I think that's a healthy amount of self-improvement. It's just, I set these goals for myself this year in my job, or I set these goals for myself this year for my health and my fitness, or I set these goals for myself and the relationship I'm in, or I set these, I want to have these habits and I want to track them and see how often I do them because I notice that they improve my life. I think that's a healthy amount of self-improvement. But when it becomes the literal foundation of your lifestyle, that's when it becomes akin to hustle culture, in my opinion. And it's kind of always endlessly chasing after on the hamster wheel of perfection. And it's kind of telling yourself enough is never enough because you're constantly trying to improve something and never just sitting with where you're at. And I find that you can honestly have probably more effective self-improvement if you allow yourself to experience life and sit in life, because allowing yourself to truly just live and kind of keep the self-improvement isolated to those few goals you set every year, you're able to like really see with a lot more clear lenses with the things that you truly do need to improve, rather than just identifying something and, you know, hopping on the hamster wheel and chasing after it. Because I find that when you really sit with something and you just allow yourself to experience it, you can really see it for what it is, and you're not looking at it as, you know, like something to check off the list or an objective or something. I don't really know if that makes sense, but basically just saying self-improvement, you can honestly have more effective self-improvement, I feel, if you're able to allow yourself to just actually live and experience life, because you'll actually be able to see the areas of life that when you are fully participating in your life, the things that are fine as they are, and you'll be able to see things that, you know, okay, maybe I do need to put a little bit of effort into improving this one area of my life, and that's something I'm willing to do, rather than having self-improvement be the baseline and the foundation for every little aspect of your life. And I am honestly just so burnt out and exhausted when it comes to self-improvement, and I feel that's why I am kind of at this weird point with the podcast, because that's what my content has always been on the podcast, basically. And it's made me feel I don't have anything of value to contribute for the podcast. And I don't want to upload anything that I'm not particularly proud of. And I don't want to post or upload for the sake of saying that I'm uploading every week, like I already said. And I know that a lot of people are probably like, oh, you know, have more guests on to like for more perspectives. And guests aren't totally my thing. I love having, like, I'm very intentional about the people that I bring on the podcast, and that's for a reason, because I want it to be aligned with what the podcast is about. And I know that some podcasts, that's not how it is. You know, like some podcasts, it's like a health focused podcast, and they bring on a lot of people in the mental, emotional, physical, spiritual health circle. But then there's podcasts where they just don't really have a theme when it comes to their guests, and they just bring anybody and everybody on. I really like it to be aligned with the podcast, because otherwise it's like, why am I bringing on this random person whose, you know, lifestyle doesn't really reflect the same things we talk about in the podcast for the most part. And not saying that it needs to be people who think the same way I do. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying in general, they just need to fit, I guess, the overall theme of the podcast. But obviously everybody's going to offer a totally new perspective, and that's the beauty of having guests. But having guests on the podcast, it honestly just like gives me anxiety. And I think it's just because it is a scary thing for me. And I know that for you all, it's not your thing either, because my episodes with guests typically don't do as well as my solo episodes. Sometimes they do really good if it's, you know, I don't know, something that's very highly anticipated or somebody that's really highly anticipated. But overall, the feedback I get is that people listen to podcasts for the host, and they want to hear the host more so than having guests. And I don't want to just start like throwing people on here just to have people on here and to have something to upload. And I don't know. I really just don't know where I'm at with it. And I don't know where to go or what to do going forward. And I'm just really struggling with the concept of, okay, I feel like everybody has a podcast. Like I feel like there's so many podcasts and so many of them say the same thing. And I'm scared as though I'm kind of falling in that category now, just because I am telling myself that I don't have anything of value to contribute because of quitting my full-time job. And since my whole life is about content right now, and that's like my livelihood, my work, I've lost a lot of the inspiration and the motivation that kind of brought all of the previous episode ideas to life. And I'm not sure if I'm taking a break yet or not. And I was going to skip uploading this week altogether since I just didn't really know what to say. But I figured being totally honest was the best thing I could do, because that's just what I've always done on this podcast, is be totally honest with you all. And I didn't want to, it kind of just would have ate me alive if I just like said, oh, no new episode this week for no reason, because I didn't know how I could, I don't know, it just felt wrong to not share what was on my mind with you all. And I, being completely honest, I've contemplated just stopping the podcast altogether and swallowing the really tough pill to swallow that is this podcast was truly just for a season of my life. And I don't really like saying that right now when I'm not sure on it, which is part of the reason why I didn't want to upload an episode this week, because I didn't want to say, oh, I'm thinking about maybe like quitting the podcast, because I feel as though that kind of automatically turns people away for some reason when you say you're thinking about quitting something. Like, people just kind of automatically decide to turn away at that point, and I don't want that to be the case in the event that I don't quit. But I also don't want to leave people hanging, and quitting altogether just feels like I'm really letting that small community that I have of those of you who listen every week down. And especially, I mean, because I feel like it's been the same group of you all tuning in since the beginning, and it's not that I've had new listeners, it's just been like the same, like I'd say on average 4,000 to 5,000 of you listening every week since the very beginning. And that's just what the numbers reflect. And I, like I said, the numbers don't mean anything to me, but at the same time, they are telling. And I just really have been stressing myself out over my ability to provide value and differentiate the content on the podcast from my YouTube channel. And I really don't want to let you all down. It like really breaks my heart to think about quitting, but I also know I'm just really bad at quitting things. Quitting is not my strength because it feels like failing. But a lot of times quitting is just redirection. You know, it's not failing. It's literally just saying, okay, this is no longer for me, and we're pivoting, and I'm focusing my energy and my efforts elsewhere. Same thing with quitting my corporate job. I had a whole conversation in therapy about how quitting my corporate job, which, crazy enough, if you can believe this, I had that conversation in therapy in like July of 2022, and I quit in December of 2023. I had the conversation of how quitting felt like failing literally a year and a half before I even quit my job, because I knew that it needed to happen soon at that point. And I just remember in therapy just saying, you know, like, I feel like a failure for quitting, because I feel like people are going to see that I only lasted, you know, X amount of time, and they're going to view that as me failing. And, you know, my therapist really helped me kind of see the flaws in that thinking and helped me realize that quitting does not mean, it's not, you know, quitting equals failure. Quitting can be change, quitting can be redirection, and quitting can be a positive thing. Like, I was only thinking of quitting from a negative light, and I wasn't thinking of all the positive change that would come from quitting, such as, you know, choosing myself in the sense that I was saying no to a job that did not align with my core values and what I want out of a job, and saying no to a job that was, you know, running me into the ground, and choosing myself by saying no to that and quitting it. So I was really, you know, from that first time we talked about reframing my mindset on quitting my job and feeling like a failure with it until the time I quit, that whole time I was really like working on telling myself, you know, just because I quit doesn't mean I fail. I'm failing. It's truly just redirection and, you know, making a change that I knew needed to be made. And I feel so weird talking about this on the podcast right now about contemplating quitting, because I don't know why, it just feels very, I guess because it's like such a, not something you typically hear people say. Like, they're, I don't know, people normally just come out and say, I'm done with this, or I'm quitting this. So to say I'm contemplating it feels a little funky and strange and uncomfortable. And I really am trying to remind myself that, you know, if my heart's not in it, it's going to show through my content. And like I already said, I don't want to upload anything that I am not proud of, and I don't want to upload just for the sake of uploading. And I don't know if this is just like a rut I'm in, and ruts are so hard to deal with, you know, because, which I'm sure you all get this in other regards, you know, ruts are so hard because ruts can be really confusing because you don't know if it's a temporary thing or if it's like a true friction that is caused from like a total misalignment and you need to like actually redirect and like change something. Because that's the thing, like when I get in a rut, a lot of times I don't know if it's, I'm like, is this just like a temporary thing where I'm like losing motivation and I just need to like, you know, remove myself from the situation for a little bit and then jump back in and we'll be good? Or is this happening because there's truly a misalignment going on? And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, is this a true rut? Because I've experienced times in the last 4.5 years where I haven't really known what I wanted to upload on the podcast, but I've always been able to sit down and like figure something out and come up with something and talk about it. Whereas now I feel as though I'm not able to do that. And that's what makes me think it's more of like a, there's some friction and it's a misalignment situation, which tells me that maybe quitting is the best option. But I also just don't want to make a rash decision and regret it. And I don't think it's a rash decision just because I have truly thought about potentially stopping the podcast since, I mean, November, December. But like I said, I kind of had 6 to 8 episodes roughly. I at least had the subject of them planned out at minimum. So I was really able to like have that carry me through the last, you know, 2 months, 2.5 months. And that has really helped. But now that I'm at the point where I've exhausted those things, I'm kind of like, okay, well, where are we at? And that's just kind of what's on my heart and in my head. And I know a lot of this is like me overthinking. And I think maybe it's me overthinking because I have so much more time on my hands and I'm overthinking the whole nature of the podcast. And my issue is I don't know how to pivot the content of the podcast. I'm like, maybe I need to step away for a second, take a break, and come back once I've like figured out what direction I want to take it. But I'm really scared of saying I'm taking a break and then ultimately deciding to not continue it, because that just feels like I'm leading you all on in a way. But that's also, I feel like, me being a little vain, thinking that you all think about the podcast that often and you're like going to be that worried about it, when at the end of the day, you know, I feel like I'm kind of starting to get into some toxic thinking right now, so I'm gonna like stop that train of thought. But I know a lot of this is overthinking because I have a lot of extra time, but I also know a lot of it is stuff that's been on my heart and in my head. But ultimately, I think the biggest takeaway is that the key thing here is I am at a place where I just really want to actively participate in my life and really experience it and be present. And I don't feel as though I can be present if I'm constantly on the self-improvement train. I just want to hop off at this stop and enjoy where I'm at for a little bit and then get back on when I feel it's time to, you know, start improving something else or working towards something else. And I think we all inherently are improving ourselves in some regard with trying to be nicer to ourselves and be a better person, be a better partner, a better coworker, a better friend, a better family member, whatever the case may be. And I think that self-improvement in that regard is great just because, you know, it shows you care. But self-improvement in regard to like your own individual aspirations and performance, it can just really get really toxic if you don't put any boundaries on it. And that's kind of where I'm at, realizing that it's just been, I've over-prioritized it a little bit too much in the last however many years of my life. And I'm at a point where I don't feel as though I can continue living this way, and I need to pivot. So that's what's on my mind and my heart. And I don't know if any of y'all have similar feelings and you've kind of been struggling with something, feel free to DM me on the podcast or on my personal Instagram. I've been trying to be better about responding to DMs now that, you know, I have more free time to do so. And we can chat about it and everything. I don't really know if there's going to be an episode or not next week. If I end up thinking of something to talk about, I will absolutely come back and, you know, maybe I'll get out of a rut this week. I don't really know. But that's why I was struggling so hard with uploading this week, because I don't know what I'm going to do next week. So it felt really weird to just come on this week and then be like, yep, don't know what's next. So sorry. But I mean, I'll update you guys on the podcast Instagram, and I don't want to say I'm quitting forever, and I don't want to say I'm taking a break, but I do think the best thing for me and for the podcast right now is to maybe take a break. I don't really know if it's going to be a few weeks, a few months, what the case may be, but if something does come to mind, I promise I will share it with you all, because that's what this podcast is here for, and I want to share those moments and share those things with you all. So I love you all so much, though, at the end of the day, and having the small community we have here, having you all here over the last 4.5 years has been the most beautiful blessing and the biggest blessing ever, because honestly, the podcast has become like a little child to me, and there have been so many seasons of life where I've thoroughly enjoyed it more than YouTube, but ultimately my heart is in YouTube, and I think my head is in podcasting at times, but it's, and my heart is in podcasting at times too, but I feel like my heart's always in YouTube, and I just don't really know if the podcast is a forever thing for me, and I just can't say thank you enough to those of you who have tuned in on Mondays the last 4.5 years, and this sounds like a goodbye speech, so I really don't want to do it because I'm going to start crying in a second, but I don't want to take a break without saying thank you, because, you know, this hasn't even been something that's been, you know, like a big moneymaker or anything by any means. Like, it's provided a little bit of extra money just from the streams, but that there's not a ton of money in that, and I hate to even bring money into it, but just telling you all that it's truly just been something that I've loved, because it's allowed me to connect to you all in a deeper way and on a deeper level, and I'm so grateful for that, and I'm so grateful for the love you all have poured into me and this podcast over the last 4.5 years. But I love you all, and I'll keep you all updated on the podcast Instagram. I'm really tired. And I need to take something. It's not taking something off the plate. It's just redirecting my focus and my energy to where my heart is. And my heart's just not with the podcast right now, because I can't get my heart to align with the self-improvement content anymore. It's made sense the last 4.5 years, because I've been going through so much change where self-improvement is kind of naturally a part of that. But now that I'm at a point where I'm really realizing, you know, I'd love to just experience life, I don't feel as though I can be proud of the content I put out and provide value to you all anymore at this point, just because I need to stop living by self-improvement so much. And it's really hard to, I can't separate it from my life. So I can't just create self-improvement content and not try and integrate it and treat myself as a project all the time. If I'm constantly doing podcast self-improvement episodes, because planning the episodes are coming from me and my mind and my heart and my soul. So when I'm planning so much content that's centered around self-improvement, it inevitably leads to me treating myself like a project. And I don't want to treat myself like a project anymore, at least not right now. I just want to work on things as they come when I feel I need to, and not view myself as like this thing that needs to be fixed all the time, because that's a really exhausting way to live. But I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to this rant. And I'm really not complaining in any capacity. I really just wanted to share my thoughts and my feelings and be completely honest with you all, because that's what I owe to you all at the end of the day. It just felt so wrong to just like take a break and not say why. And I feel as though I owed it to you all to at least say that much. But whether it's a few weeks, a few months, or I just come back for one more episode, I don't really know at this point, but I do feel as though a break is needed for me right now. And it's really hard for me to do this, because I do feel like a failure in saying this, and I do feel like I'm letting you all down, and it absolutely shatters me inside to feel like I'm letting people down who have so loyally been here for me for so long. So, but it doesn't mean I'm, you know, going away everywhere. I am still on my other social media, on Instagram, TikTok, and all that stuff. And I still have my YouTube channel. So please keep up there as much as you can. You know, even if it's just you listening to me on YouTube while you're doing your laundry or your dishes. Same feel as a podcast, right? Not quite the same though, but same feel. But I love you all so much, and thank you all for being here. And I will talk to you all when I talk to you all.